Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
New beginnings,
new life,
new start,
new times,
new country, new city.
Maybe
now.
This episode is actually dedicated to you all, to
and
everyone,
to Jesus Christ,
and to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And then sidebar also to my friend Joy, our friend Joy, who is moving to San Francisco for 2 years. And
I wanted to say something like the city of light, but I don't know what the
I think it's got a lot of hills.
Okay, yes.
It's very hilly.
It's a hill called Knob Hill.
Fantastic.
Genuinely.
There you go. Throw that into conversation, Joy. A lot of sea lions.
I did like a tweet saying like, you know, thinking, oh, maybe some people have some tips. And became so overwhelmed with the amount of responses on Instagram and on Twitter. So thank you so much. I'm going to try and like give you a shout out for all your tips. But there were literally so many of them that if I haven't, then I'm sorry, but I'm thanking you in my heart and my soul.
Mm, it's obviously a big thing.
It's a hot topic.
Once again, we've hit on another hot topic. And obviously a lot of people are doing it, and a lot of people have a lot of advice that they wish they could send back down the line.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, I only could realise this once I got here.
Fertile ground.
It's fertile ground. I've got in October, I went to America for 3 weeks. I had to come home early. I think if someone knows about moving their whole life to a new city, it's me, actually.
It's me.
But I didn't do any of these things, you know?
Doing this podcast has made me realise so hard to take your own advice.
So hard to take your own advice. Yeah, so easy to dish it out.
The amount of times that I've said something and someone who has listened to it or just seen that I've done a podcast is like, I think you've done a podcast episode on that. I'm like, yes, I know. And I was very vocal in it as well.
It's so, so easy to like boost someone else's confidence or to say, obviously do this. Or like, it's so easy, just quit, you know, or any of these things. But it's so hard to do it yourself.
Then you come home early.
You have to come home early.
Number one, if you need to come home early, do.
You can. Oh yes, that, why not?
Why not? I think so.
Just, you can. It's not, you know, it's not compulsory.
You haven't failed at anything.
You haven't failed at anything.
You're just moving somewhere else.
And even if you are like, actually, I can't do this job or whatever, like, no
just
real. Just walk out the door.
Don't tell anyone you're going.
No real problems.
Yeah, really. Will you look back in 10 years and go, oh my God, I can't believe it? No, you're just be like, great, I did a thing.
Just,
okay, forgotten about it.
You do you.
What adult thing have you done this week?
Well, I have been trying to get up.
This is good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Genuinely, that's a good one.
So I got myself one of those Lumi lights.
Like a light box.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a one of those like sad lamp things.
Yes, got it.
For some reason, I thought it would literally be like the glow of the sun.
Right.
It's not. It's just a light.
Okay.
That comes on. Mm. But it is quite nice to look at.
Does it wake you up?
Yes.
There we go.
So what more could you ask for?
Absolutely nothing. That's what its job is.
You can get, at the higher end of the price bracket, they also come with a DAB digital radio.
Okay.
And so you can also wake up with the radio.
But you could just use your old radio, just time
exactly,
it.
Exactly. It's very, and it takes like 10 minutes and it goes from darkness and it gently rises. So you wake up somewhere in the middle and then you sort of stare at it until it's at full bright and then you turn it off and you go back to sleep.
Right,
So I've, you know, I've been trying to do that, and also I've been trying to go to bed very early.
Good, okay.
Yesterday, 6:30.
Okay. I'd say that's quite
too
ambitious.
Early. Too ambitious. Yes. I've overshot at my first out the door. But I have been trying to do that, you know, wind down, no screens.
Oh, yeah, very
put
good.
Put the phone in the drawer.
Yeah.
Read a book, you know, all of this stuff.
Great. And I'd like to hear your progress throughout.
Yeah, I'll certainly be updating you.
Next week. I've thrown away the lamp.
I've thrown away the lamp. The lamp's gone back.
I'm back
to John
to
Lewis.
4 a.m. at night.
The box and the receipt is very much... He knows he's on, you know. What is yours?
Mine is... So we did an episode last year about how to stop using as much plastic. I think it was called something better. I don't know, to have a look.
Have to go plastic-free, perhaps.
Maybe.
How to save the world?
Something like that. But obviously you can't go plastic-free because plastic is in everything. And then the moment you start doing it, it becomes quite overwhelming. And then it's like a horror movie. And suddenly wherever you look, there's plastic and you're drowning in plastic. Which is true, because that's what we are doing. But I've tried to do little things incrementally to try and help. So like one thing is I got given as a present a little tiny knives and forks set, which is in a little camping thing. They're like proper metal. They're not like plastic or whatever. And so I just take that around so I don't have to use
that. That's absolutely lovely.
Really good. Then you've got to remember to wash it when you've used it. Yeah. Like, ugh. But then the main thing is that trying to use plastic-free like soap, shower gel, shampoo, everything. And there's this lovely company called Latherbox that do these bars. One's a shaving foam, one's like activated charcoal, body wash, there's shampoo and conditioner. It comes in this little box. Basically, like, you just order it online and it doesn't have any plastic in it at all. I've used the body wash, I've used the shaving gel. I haven't yet used the shampoo and conditioner, but so far, absolutely loving it. And also, like, lasts for quite a long time. Like, I got it just after Christmas and I'm still using the body bar. Does that mean I don't shower enough? Does it, though?
No. I think no. Plus, in an old block soap, it looks like sort of wartime.
It does. It's quite cool. Like, I really like it. And I just feel a little bit better. So, but also, so I really liked it. So I put it on Instagram, like, oh, I love this. And they sent you guys a discount code. If you go to thelatherbox.com.
L-A-T-H-E-R.
Like, I'm lathering up on my soap. B-O-X. As in, what's in the box? as in Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
I just like to chime in and say, Stevie's been saying that to me for years. And I've just let her say it. And then I watched the film Seven and I didn't know what you were saying.
Oh my God.
I just thought you were just talking. I thought it was just fun to say. And I just let you say it.
Thank you for just letting me say
it's
it.
It's okay.
You must have lost your mind when you started going, what's in the bar?
Yeah, I was like, oh wow. It was Earth all along. It really came full circle for me.
It's a really, really, really great film. And I've ruined it for everybody.
if you haven't seen it by now.
Yeah, well, you should have done. So if you put in the code NOBODYPANIC, all lowercase, all one word, you get 20% off your first box. So normally it's like £19, which is not bad for like your shaving foam, your shower gel, your conditioner, and also your body wash.
And our current rate sounds like it's going to last a long time.
Yes. I hope,
see you through the year.
I hope people don't start tweeting being like, literally,
you used it. It's supposed to last a month.
Yeah, I shower twice a month, deal with it.
We're saving the planet over here.
So yeah, and the discounted price is £15.20. So just give it a go. They also donate 10% of their profits to UK charities cleaning up plastic in the sea and rivers.
Oh God.
It's one of those things that if you have the money, I think just go for it. If you don't, fair enough, you put it on your wish list. So yeah, I feel very good about myself. So moving to a new city. Now, we've sort of broken it up into cat-hat-cat, which is the word I use for categories. But I wanted to start with a really nice tweet that we got from Beatrix, who says, just throw yourself fully into it, otherwise you won't properly commit to things like friendships and work opportunities. Oh, I'm in now. It's like when you get on, I'm terrified of roller coasters. Actually, I went to Winter Wonderland over Christmas and realised I'm actually terrified of all rides. Children's Ferris wheels, can't do them. You're like, well, I'm on it now. I cannot get off this now. Let's do it. The experience is so much more fun.
Often with a roller coaster, anticipation is terrible. The being locked in waiting part is quite bad. Yes. But then once it's begun, it's almost ended.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm halfway through, surely.
Yes, that was the general advice from every single person was, get in there.
Get in there. Put your big girl blouse and your big hat on.
And just go and like be brave and go out to the things. And even if you're on your own and you're like, I don't want to go to such and such a, I don't know, say the city's got there. Oh, they famously celebrate this. And you're like, but that's the thing I want to do with my new pals of friends and I haven't got any friends. It's like, look, come on, off you go.
Yeah, do
it. Just go and do it.
Well, that actually then we should probably talk about friend making first then, shouldn't we? I think that's like often the most frightening thing. Like, you don't have friends in the new city. Because when you're younger, you know, you've got university, sometimes you've got freshers week or you've got like a new job. It's set up for you to make friends.
Yes.
Whereas it's not.
And as a grown up, there's very few places that's like clear friendship. Building
friendship
is it done
building.
For you, so now you have to do it all yourself and you're like, What?
Yeah, I've not been taught how to do this. I just sit next to the person in maths.
Yeah. And alphabetically, they become my best friend because our names are together in the register.
What's wrong with that as a system?
So I think the advice is take anyone. Anything will do.
At the early stage,
anything will do.
It's like Freshers Week.
Cut them loose later on. Anyone will do at this juncture. And then anybody who you even might tenuously know or friends of a friend's, the loosest of acquaintances, can be upgraded to best pal.
Yes, Rosie Martin said on Twitter, going on Facebook and finding friends of people you already knew was like invaluable. And I think that's, I wouldn't have even thought of that. I think that's really, really clever.
Yes. And just tell everybody that you know that you're going, because one of them will say, oh, I know somebody who's there. Yeah.
And they might be awful, sure, but absolutely. They'll have friends.
Even if they were completely dreadful, that was one evening where you went for a drink and at least you were out and busy and you went to a new place and like there is no loss here.
Absolutely.
You know, just take the bad friends.
So Rachel and quite a lot of other people recommended Bumble BFF, which I never heard of. But so she said that, you know, she felt kind of sad at first being like, an app for friends. And turned out she met some really great people and so many people have said that that's a really great option, which I think... you've got nothing to lose, like, absolutely do it.
No, and when you're at home and you are surrounded by your actual friends, the idea of a friend app, you're like, boring! Like, who would do that? That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
Only lame people are on it.
Only lame people.
But then like you.
Yeah, once you're in a new place, you're like, yes, please. And also, everybody on the friendship app has also got on the app, you know? Yeah. Like, you're all there.
You're all in the exact same boat. There's another thing called Girl Crew that AD McCormack said is really good for, like, book clubs and like dinner dates and nights out and things like that in cities. There's a really good one in Sheffield as well, but like it's in most cities in the UK. Someone else said as well, on that topic of joining an actual thing, like ClassPass. Like if you're someone that exercises, don't just sign up to like the nearest cheap gym near to you and just go on your own.
Yeah.
Like basically you pay a certain amount of money per month. It's not a lot. And then you just go to a different class at a different place all the time. Just the chances of you like doing a hilarious yoga pose with a great gal and then you end up like, yeah, getting drinks afterwards.
Exactly.
A little bit higher.
And even if not, you've moved to a different part of the city that you might not have seen before.
Yeah.
You've been busy for an hour and you've got healthy along the way.
The majority of it was just like, say yes to everything, even if you're like, joining a sports club was something that like has basically saved so many people. But obviously if you're not into sports, like, great. But if you are in any way, anything, even like something that you'd never even thought about, like fencing or archery or something.
Yes.
There's actually a big community. I mean, I don't know how cool the people that do archery are, but you know.
My sister is currently in Birmingham, which is not her home city.
Sure.
And I gifted her.
I mean, you definitely sent
her. I sent her very aggressively to circus school.
Great.
And so she's learned to do the trapeze. And while there, she made a friend. And the friend does the trapeze in the winter because it's downtime from roller derby. And now my sister has joined the Birmingham roller derby.
This is excellent.
Right?
Roller derby's great.
So there are like activities out there that aren't just football, netball,
yeah,
trapeze, the classics, you know. Like,
so you'll already know if you're like good at like football or netball or whatever immediately because you did it at PE and you were either shit at it or you weren't.
Yeah.
But roller derby, you don't know.
You don't know.
So have a go at that.
You don't know. Get involved. Yeah. Get involved. Find a niche.
Someone said, Hannah tweeted me and said, get a bar job part time if you can. And I think that if a bar job, if it's like a night thing isn't your vibe or a weekend thing isn't your vibe, you could replace that with cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Because a friend of mine, Natal, went to Copenhagen and she was kind of struggling to meet people and she got a job in a cafe and that immediately opened it up.
Yes.
Because everyone who has a bar job in a city is somebody often doing something else and is just doing it as a means to an end. So you'll just, they're often quite creative people.
Yes, like, quite interesting people. Yeah. I think when I was 18, I went to live with my auntie in Vancouver and was quite overwhelmed with the like free time aspect because you've never really done that before. And suddenly sort of my auntie would get up and go to work in the morning and I'd be like, initially you'd be like, oh my God, I'm lying in bed and I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then on day two, you're like, okay, this again.
Novelty has worn off.
Okay. And then I was, you know, trying to get, and then once I did have a job, I was like, oh, we're cooking with gas, off we go. And then you value your alone time, you value being by yourself. It isn't this overwhelming sort of, oh my God, now what am I doing?
Yeah, there's like a balance rather than the balance is literally just one way and it's you in bed not doing anything.
Yes, exactly.
Which, I mean, I'm not a scientist, so take, but it's not good for your health.
Yeah, exactly. So take any sort, any job, anywhere that looks fun, take it. Just make yourself as busy as possible.
Especially if I think if you've moved for a job And I think one of the most horrible feelings must be you move for a job and it's in a new office and the people just aren't great. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, now I'm screwed.
Yeah, if this is my social circle.
You could just do a part-time job at the weekend, yeah. Which sounds like exhaustingly over the top, but not if it's like a cute little cafe. In your brain, you're like, I'm just going to do this for a few months just to see if there are any friends there.
Yes. That's yeah, or a volunteering job or anything like that that just like fills that, fill it up.
Void!
Fill the void, so fill the space, just fill the time up.
Casca said that in terms of like taking up a hobby, people always say like, take up a hobby, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna fuck yourself. But one of the nice things about it is you could do something that you've already done before. Mm-hmm. So not only is it like a friend making thing, it's also a bit of a normalcy, like restoring things. So yes. You're like, well, I used to, I don't know, do yoga back at home, so I'll do it here.
Yes.
It'll be a different class, but there's something familiar about it that
yes,
isn't so terrifying.
I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, I can downward dog it. For example. A lot of people saying, which is, I think this is probably the hardest part, you have to do the drink afterwards. Mm-hmm. So when everyone's like, after, trapeze, everyone's like, we all go to the Green Man pub afterwards. Yeah. And you're like, I would prefer to shoot myself. Like, I've done my thing.
Yeah.
Now I go home mm-hmm. and I'm exhausted. Just say yes.
You have to just go to
just do it once. Then you can properly evaluate whether it was worth it and whether you should do it again. But like, just go once. It's one night and it's one thing. And then you have completed the experience. If you don't go, you haven't completed the experience.
No, exactly. I went to, those following my handstand journey will recall the time I went to circus school and I loved it, but they were all very... on our first class, someone was like, gosh, we all go to the pub? And I just think, amazing to be the sort of person who just confidently...
What if everyone says no?
Yeah, exactly. Who just confidently does that. And yeah, everybody did except me because I'm a boy. I was just like, no, thank you. I hate you all. And returned home. I was like, I'm an athlete. I don't need to make friends here. Okay. But I do wish I had a bit. But
you hadn't moved to a new city and you didn't need friends.
I didn't need them. But I do sort of, because then increasingly they all became pals and I was just the girl in the corner who couldn't do a handstand and didn't have any friends. So which didn't bother me at all. But
if you were in a new city and that was happening, you have isolated yourself.
Exactly. Don't be me, basically.
Because they're not... Someone said on Twitter, I think it was Jen Kennedy, said, if you say no, people won't ask again.
No, exactly.
So say yes the first few times. And then in the future, you can be like, oh, no, I'm busy. And then you can like decide when to go.
Because even if it is exactly what you thought it is, which is everyone's completely dreadful.
Yeah.
You've sat and you've, eaten some nachos for an hour and then you go home slightly later than you were planning to anyway.
Yeah.
What, like, just
go. You've missed rush hour.
You've missed rush hour. Just go to the pub.
Go to the pub.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then in terms of like actual logistics, quite a few people messaged about where you live, because mm-hmm. I think that can be quite overwhelming. Because when I was moving to London, I remember distinctly looking at the map and being like, well, I guess I'll probably try and live in Waterloo or Embankment, because that seems to be quite close to the centre, which I know to be Charing Cross. And then obviously then looking at the flats and being like, well, that's £1 million a week. Okay, there must be. And just going further and further and further out in terms of like looking up where you're going to live, it can be quite overwhelming. If you Google like, is this place a nice place to live? It'll just be like a state agent's trying to get you to live there. But Emily Pugh said on Instagram, which I think is an amazing tip, go on Mumsnet. Because obviously they're obsessed with areas. Yeah. And obviously some of it is about the schools, but they talk about the area in general. And I sort of had a little look the other night, and it is excellent for that. And also Miley Francis said local Facebook groups of the community, not great for friend making, but it's full of like local busybodies who are just desperate to give you some advice about the area and like show that they know. So you can kind of like exploit that a little bit. Aoife said to watch out for football matches and football grounds. I used to live near Arsenal football ground. I really underestimated the hysteria every week. The bigger the city as well, the more like, oh my God.
It's one of those things that's very, very hard to do the research before because you sort of can't get your head around. It's, but yeah, and like London, you know, and you remember thinking that like Piccadilly was where everyone would hang out.
Yes.
You
know? I went to a pub in Covent Garden for the first 3 years of London.
Yeah, exactly.
Called it my local.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Genuinely.
Well, they are nice around there.
Yeah, it's fine.
The Chandos?
Now it's full of... Now when you go to those areas, it's just full of tourists.
Yeah.
It's a weird place to go.
But you end up going to, like... I mean, I've never actually been to a Garfunkel's, but I could see myself in a moment of crisis
to... Café Rouge, another French...
A lovely little French place. I found this wonderful place.
Yes.
You know, that you panic and you go to the places that look, like, big and welcoming, and you're like, well, I guess this is London. You know,
yeah.
You still... I still haven't found my lovely, like... you know, homemade dumpling place where a man knows my name and says usual and I get, you know, where is it?
You'd hope it's near your house.
Yeah.
But
or I live above it in
that,
you know, in those, always in the rom-coms, you
I
live
did,
like above this cheap.
I lived above a food and wine shop when I used to live under a table in Hornsey. And I would get a lot of chocolate to the extent that the man downstairs didn't know my name but called me Chocolate Lady.
Well, that's half the dream,
it's
isn't
chocolate
it?
Chocolate Lady.
That's close to the vision.
Four boosts, yeah. Oh yeah, make good decisions for yourself. Like don't just take the first... cheapest house share you can with 15 people in a warehouse that you haven't researched. Talk to the housemates before. Try and do some sort of thing. Even though you're not in the city, you can still Skype meet them before you say yes.
Yes.
You can still, because quite a lot of people were messaging me being like, I just took the first thing and it was the cheapest and it was the worst thing I ever did. And then I had to like try and extricate myself and I was under contract and like...
Yes. A lot of people end up in close to crack dens.
And, or in them.
Or in them. You know,
sure.
We've all done it.
I
briefly
one.
Stayed in a hostel that was for ex-convicts. And it was.
Wow.
So go into things with a clear time frame that is short. So if you are moving into one of these places, be like, yes, I'm moving in for 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if it's great, you can be like, I actually love it here. Brilliant. And if it's not, you just be like, I just need to get through 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's not that it's like, yes, I've signed a contract for a year. Perfect.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Even like 6 months is a doable amount of time. It's a long time,
mm-hmm.
but it's a doable amount of time to be like, right, I've actually found somewhere else. Or
yes.
A friend of mine has been, just lie and get
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just lie and get out.
And it's, if you arrive and you're like, an 18-month contract.
Yes, because anything is survivable in the short term.
I just remembered when I first moved to London, the landlord used to let himself in, sit on my bed and read his mail.
No.
On my bed.
No, Stevie.
Yes. Yes. I've just remembered that now.
No.
Yes. That's genuinely a thing that happened. Anyway, right.
Oh my
weird.
God.
It's like I dreamt it.
Listen to your gut instinct that says, oh, this doesn't feel right.
No, no.
No, no. And then just, you know, get out of there.
So let's move on to emotions.
Absolutely.
So many people saying, and one of them was Jess Smith, thank you very much, saying, just expect to feel a bit weird for a while. You might. But it's unlikely you're going to move and suddenly it'll be like Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Like, there goes the baker with the tray like always. You know,
yes.
Like, and then suddenly everyone's been like, good morning, pal. Like,
and you just want, oh, yeah.
If anything,
no one's going to say good morning to you.
Apart from the rats. Possibly
so just, actually, just manage that expectation.
So Claire Reed said, don't forget to take Marmite, which I think she meant because abroad they don't have Marmite.
Mm.
But I've also taken to mean cook things that you recognise, like
mm-hmm.
have food. If you can, if you love crunchy nut, get crunchy nut or an equivalent. Like, have stuff for breakfast, for lunch and for dinner. They kind of ground you.
Otherwise, everything
right.
is new sights, new sounds, new experiences.
We can't deal with that.
It's too much. Keep something a bit new. My friend Claire, lovely Claire, who moved to Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
And just up and went.
Great.
Took this amazing job, went off to Hong Kong. She does say, manage your expectations. When I first moved to Hong Kong, lots of people kept going to me, oh my God, you're going to have the best time ever! In exclamation marks, in capitals. And I would say to myself, It might be good, it might not be. Some days might be rubbish, but that's okay because life is about experiences.
That's really smart. It's
so easy to get into your head of like, good morning, Belle! You know, and I remember age 18 when I was living with my auntie, I had it in my head that by Canadian Thanksgiving, which was like 2 weeks after I arrived, fully remember thinking to myself, in sincerity, well, I'll be spending that with my boyfriend. I'll be spending Thanksgiving with my new boyfriend and his family. And I really think that's what I thought was going to happen. I just was like, I'll meet him. You know,
somewhere. Oh, yeah.
I'll meet him on the, you know, in the park or whatever.
Yes.
We'll form Maddie and I'll spend Thanksgiving with his family. You know,
yeah,
that's a real thing I thought was going to happen to me.
I think even if you don't know that that's what you're thinking, you are thinking, well, you know, I'll start to make friends after, you know, a month. And if like a month passes and you're still feeling it all over the place, that's very normal.
Yes.
There's a couple of people said some nice stuff, like as in those first few weeks, that's the time to kind of be a bit of a tourist in your new city
mm-hmm.
and to walk everywhere because then you get to know the area. And the moment you know what's around you, you immediately feel a little bit more centred. All of the things that we're saying in this episode, I think, feed into how to try to stop yourself feeling sad. It becomes like a project rather mm-hmm. than just a thing that you're sat in, which
yes.
I think is frightening. Someone said a nice thing about what shows that you used to watch all the time at home when in your new city.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it kind of familiarises you. But she also said as well, if it's a foreign language place and you are trying to learn the language, watch something like Friends, but in a foreign language,
so they
help you pick up the language, which is good. And lots of people saying as well, don't feel bad about calling people from home as much as you need to feel like you're still connected with where you've come from. Try not to go back too soon. You want to put down your roots a little bit and feel like you've done something. Feel like you've made some memories in your new city and that it's yours. But if you're having a bad time, yeah, like call your mate from home, call your family. That's not lame. Like that's very normal to do.
When we first went to university, I remember our sixth form teacher saying, don't come home for half term. Like don't come home in the October break.
Okay.
Or reading week or whatever, stick it out till Christmas. Even if you
yes.
like, don't like it, just be like, I'm sticking this out. Because if the option is there to go home, you will. And then it's harder to go back again. So like, just
yeah.
stick out that first
bit. It's too soon, really.
It's way too soon. And you. And
so
if
how long is that? Like, sort of 8 weeks or something?
Yeah, it's
term?
Not. Yeah.
So maybe give yourself that. That's like
yeah.
a nice. You know, why not? Tessa's sixth form teacher says 8 weeks. Take it.
Take it.
Eight
have
weeks.
It.
And everything's an anecdote as well. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing it, think about, it's funny.
Well, this is going to really bring the house down when I retell it. It's terrible now, let me tell you.
And if you retell and everyone starts crying, then yeah, apologies. You've had a bad time.
Because there will be things to come back for. There will be like weddings and birthdays and stuff that you have to come back for and work and Christmas and like, you will have to return. So like, don't get it in your head that like, this is an insurmountable thing to do.
Just 1 year or 2 years in so many years. This is not the end. This is not like where I'm going to end up. This is not.
Yeah, because if your parents have ever lived anywhere else, sometimes they'll be like, oh, yes, of course, we used to live in India. And
yeah.
you'll be like, sorry.
How did you do that?
When was that? And it's just like a one sentence as part of their big, you know.
Yeah, and actually, it was a massive
story.
Deal when they were doing it. That's true. Do you have any more emotions?
Just to never let yourself be so wrapped up in what you thought it could be that you find that huge gap between like where you are and where you would want to be.
Yeah.
Just be like, well, this is it. This is what it's like.
Yeah, you can never compare it to a dream
you
have.
Exactly. Exactly.
So in comparison to my wildest fantasies,
this is quite weak. But it is where you are is amazing in comparison to where you were when you were physically in a different city. You know, you are here. You are doing it.
Yeah,
and so
many people never
this...
leave the town that they grew up in, and that's fine too. But if you've always
you're here,
wanted
you're so
to
brave.
Travel,
you're amazing.
You are amazing. Now, really practical stuff. I think
practical business
things that I didn't do that maybe you'd like to is give yourself a week. Obviously, because if you've just moved flats, I mean, there's a lot going on. But in that week, it's you like admin, putting your flag in the sand. When you put that flag in the sand, register with a doctor and a dentist.
Yes.
And also, there's this app called Move It, MOOVIT. Michaela said that she moved abroad and Move It saved her because it had loads of info on like how to work the public transport and like just basically like stuff that you need to know when you move to a place. And you're like, do I Google what's the bus in Boston? someone called Grace tweeted saying that once she moved from Manchester to London, she was just fully freaked out by the buses because sometimes they didn't say the stop. She didn't ever knew where to get off. And like, City Mapper is so important. If you live in a major city in the UK, I don't know if City Mapper like worldwide. If it is, then great. If not, it's in all the big cities. And it's amazing for just getting to one place to the next. Like, it's perfect. And also, not all cities have Uber. Your city might be like a Lyft, you know, L-Y-F-T, or My Taxi, or figure out the public transport before you go on it. But also, what happens when the public transport breaks down?
Yes, take a whole day to just ride the bus or ride the train system, or just like with no pressure and nowhere to be.
While you're being a tourist.
You're being a tourist, just take the time to be like, oh, I'll go on this bus. Oh, okay, I'm lost again. Oh, I understand. I see. Yes, yes.
Make sure you have a fully charged phone.
Yes, yes.
At all times in the first, I would say, year.
Get whatever data plan you need to get that has the internet on it
shit
all the time.
Shit loads of data.
Just shit loads. And if you're like, but it's too expensive, forget it.
Just
it is not.
Yeah.
There will be moments when you would pay £100 in cash to be given some data right now, and you're like outside of Starbucks in the rain, like trying to get tether
like
or some
industrial
shit.
Industrial.
Just, you know, and you're so lost, and just do it. I have done it for you. I have been there.
You've been the no data girl.
I have been the no data girl, and please don't be it.
It's so hard. The simplest thing can kind of set you off balance, like when you get a delivery and then it'll be like, oh, go to your nearest Roma. You're like, I don't know where that is. What does that?
Yeah.
So with things like Click and Collect, Collect Plus as well, those places where it'll just be like a news agent near you that you can send your ASOS deliveries back because you've moved to a new place and you need to buy some new shoes. Make sure
Absolutely.
You're aware of how the delivery stuff works and how, like, I used to go to Oxford Street when I needed anything because I'd be like, well, that's where all the shops are.
Well, that's where the business is.
So off we go. And you might do the same thing. Like, there'll be like the main town centre. Like, you don't need that every time you need to do anything. And also where the nearest hospital is. It's a bit dark, but you need to know the stuff.
Be ready.
Be ready.
Know all the stuff.
Know all the stuff.
Because you forget how much stuff you know when it is your home.
Yeah, you take it for granted.
You take everything for granted. And then to have all those things stripped away, especially if it's the first time it's ever happened, is totally discombobulating.
Yeah, and I suppose it's about everything you can do to bobulate yourself more.
Bobulate yourselves, ladies.
My final one is just a nice thing where Charlene Gandhi said, just don't compare it to home because it's not. And that's not why you're doing it. You're not trying to find somewhere that was like the place that you were before. You're having a new experience. And also, don't compare to other people who've also moved to cities because what they're putting on social media, they're not going to be like, I've got no friends. And the other day I went for a drink with, I don't know, my archery class and they all hate me.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to put that on Instagram. They're going to put, like, living my new life. Here's my new flat. I'm on my balk. Okay, lol. That's what they're going to put. And they sound awful.
Yeah, but they're still crying themselves to sleep.
They are. Everyone's crying themselves to sleep, guys, whether or not they've moved to a new city. So just remember that.
Every night of the week, people. Yes. Don't compare, and my last one was from Claire, that was like, be excited. It can all be completely daunting, but remember that you're having a whole new experience and moving to a whole new place. And that crucially, after a while, a new city really does start to feel like home, and your real home and your old friends will always still be there.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is like, they're not gone.
Yeah.
They're right there for you.
Yeah, and this is just another chapter in the great book of your life.
Okay. Right?
That's come to a natural end, doesn't it? But yeah, hopefully that helped. And again, thank you so much for all of your advice. And if you're sat there thinking, I want to move to a new city, but I don't know. Do it!
Just do it!
Life's too short.
Jump in!
Soon you'll be tied down with the old ball and chain and screaming kids.
Yeah.
Gotta do it before
go.
The life
you're, well, you're
kicks
free
in.
Now. Just go.
Yeah, go. Move. Live your life. But it won't be, you know, it won't always be happy. It'll be hard. But that's what life's like.
Right. But what an amazing experience.
What an amazing experience.
Live it all.
How exciting. I was going to sing a Disney song. A whole new world. Like Aladdin and Jasmine when they're on the thing. That's what it's like.
A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no. Or where to go. I'll say they're only dreaming.
Then they get off with each other.
When you're dead. Could be.
Then they get off with each other. Have you seen the Jafar in the new live action?
No.
He's fit.
Oh, is he? Yeah, well, he was fit in the cartoon.
No, Des, I don't think that was...
Yes, he was. Okay, do write in if you think Jafar was fit in the cartoon. Yes, he was.
Okay, that's so cool, because that's because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'm sure he wasn't meant to be attractive. I thought that was the
Jafar. Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Bang, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I got it wrong.
Tweet but us. I'm so excited to see him.
Tweet us at NobodyPanicPod if you think Jafar is fit in the original, or for anything else, at Tessa Coate.
At Stevie M. The S is a 5.
Sure. Email us, NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
And for those who are doing it in a new city...
You're
brave and wonderful, and well done you.
Well done you. And see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast, and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.